Sfaris Yisrael, not only because it's in print with this edition, but because Tiferes Yisrael, in Tiferes Yisrael, the Maral presents the most basic positions of his Hashkaf Asylum in a very, very Masuridika way. And the Sefer is really, Tiferes Yisrael is not a commentary, but the Tiferes Yisrael is a knisa, is an entrance into the world of Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. It's a hakadama to Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. In the Sefer Be'er HaGoyla, he takes up the Inyan more of Torah Shebal Peh. This is a hakdama to Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, much of the Sefer is going to deal with the subject of Maimon Har Sinai, of the Yesodus of Emuna, the Yesodus of our Emuna. But the Maral Kedarko has chapters of hakdama. So, I know, you know, there are different levels of Havana here, of understanding, because not two people are the same. So please don't be embarrassed if there's something that's not clear. I'm going to translate everything, and we're going to move Mitzvah Shem at a good pace. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to go through Mitzvah Shem, Perek Acha, Perek, one chapter after another. You'll find yourself thinking, looking at the world, when you start to look at the world with the Maral's eyes. You know, it says in Pasuk, Su'ei Nechem Kodesh, right? Lift, it says, Su'meroi Meinechem. Lift your eyes up to Shemayim. Sumeroy Menechem, it says in the Salonim Asvarim, that means that you're supposed to make your eyes Himmeldik. Lift your eyes up that your eyes should be Himmeldik, heavenly eyes. You should look at the world a different way. Maral, it doesn't happen after a month. And if you're going to go back to Yechevra, if you're going to go to Shul and say, I have a vart from the Maral, you could forget it. There's no such thing as a vart from the Maral. It's not, you know, it's not a vart. But you'll find yourself understanding what it means to be a Jew. What it means to be a Yid. Slowly it settles in, and you realize that you're developing, you're changing. So, Be'ezra's Godel Ha'etzu, feeling as nothing as we stand before such a tzaddik and a kodesh and a goyim like the Maral, let's begin. On page Chof Ches is the first paragraph. If you have a chance, it's good to learn the Hakdama, but the Hakdama itself is extensive, and we'll refer back to it at different times in our Limud. The Maral explains in Perek Aleph who is an Adam. What does it mean, Adam? What's an Adam, a human being? And what's an Adam Yisrael Bifrat, an Adam Yisrael? And what does an Adam Yisrael, a Jewish person, need in order to survive? And to understand what is the nature of mitzvahs and kiyum ha-mitzvahs, as was discussed in Perek Aleph. Ha-nivroim ha-shebora ha-shem yisbaruch ba'ilamai, kulam heim poilim ba'ilam asher nivru ubay. All of the nivroim, all that the Rebbeinu Shlom created in this world, all that he created, everything here functions in accordance to the tachlis for which it was created. Everything in the world has a tachlis, and everything functions in accordance to that purpose of its existence. And everything is equipped with what it needs to function in this world according to the tachlis of its particular existence. Everything comes with its own instructions of how to function and to fulfill that tachlis. The kol echad lefi ma'alosoi v'chashivuso goydel pu'uloso. And there are different madregas. There are different levels of regarding the shlichus for which this particular aspect of Metzius exists. There are different madregas, and each madrega is equipped lefi in accordance to the chashivas of its job, of what it has to accomplish. The Baruch Shalom equipped it with all that it needs. Now here we have to look at footnote one, because he brings something from a footnote that's very important. First, he brings the lashon of the Maral in Gevuras Hashem, footnote one. Gurus Hashem in Samach Vav Kol Shekein Po'al Hakel Hashem Shekol Pu'ulaysav B'Chochma V'Haskel. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does is with Chochma and Seichel. Everything is perfectly designed and planned. Shekol Pu'ulaysav Amayisav Hem Lefi Apoil. And Hashem has created everything in this world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom. Everything was created exactly in accordance to what it needs to fulfill its tachlis. So now he brings from Rav Huttner. You know that Rav Huttner was a great maven in Maharal. Ubapachid Yitzhak Yoima Kippurim, Maima Yudhalov Kosov. Hine Bechatzar HaMelech, Rav Hutner writes, in the courtyard of the king, Yeshnam Ke'elish and Ismanu al Tafkid Kal, Bal Erech Pachais. Among those who work in the palace of the king, there are some who have jobs that in comparison to others, appear to be menial or less important. So they appear. V'yeshnam ke'ela, shenismanu al tafkid mesubach. And then there are others. In other words, you might have some people who are working in maintenance in the kitchen in the palace. And then there are others who are ministers and so on, who work for the king. And that person's tafkid, the minister's tafkid, is more mesubach. It's more complicated. Shekol ma'amodai shel hamelech tolui boy. Because the entire stature of the king and his success depends upon the minister of finance or the secretary of state, v'chulu v'chulu. Masha'ena Cain, when it comes to one of the other jobs in the palace, the gardener or some other job, it doesn't seem to have such an important tachlis. So Rav Hutner writes, Hevdel ha'erech ha'ikari sheyesh ben hasar uben ha'eved. The essential difference that there is between the minister of the king and the eved, the servant, the worker of the king, Hubamokam hanegia shel pu'ulosam. Mokam hanegia shel pu'ulosam means to where does their actions reach? Do their actions reach? The actions, the pu'ulos of the gardener have a certain impact upon the malchus, upon the kingdom, and they have the ability to reach a certain point in the success of the malchus, whatever it means to make a nice impression when you take a visiting king for a walk around the royal garden. So it has a mokum negi, it reaches to a certain place. Masha Enikin says, pu'ulosu shel hasar, but when it comes to the pu'ula, the actions of one of the ministers of the king, nogas bi kari hanhogis amalchus. Every Jew is a sar. When it comes to the minister, the actions of the minister touch the very essence of what? Of the existence of the malchus, of the ability of the malchus to continue. By the sher ha'eved nogehu befrat koton shel keren zovis bechatzar hamalchus. The actions of the eved only affect a tiny little corner in that world of the king. V'uadin v'hiyamida gam ba'olam ha'neshames. Rav Hutner writes, it's the same thing when it comes to Yidden, when it comes to neshames. Sheyeshna neshames shemayse ba'aleihen, bein l'toiv u'bein l'ra, noigoyis b'mokam yoyser elyoin v'yoyser ikari. Me'asher neshames zulosam. So Rav Hutner says, so it is. We don't understand why this neshama was chosen for this particular job. But Rav Hutner says, the same way that in every malchus you have chilukim between sarim and avadim, and the chiluk is not in terms of faithfulness or loyalty. Fakir, the gardener or the cook could be more loyal than the secretary than the person who works in the highest office of the malchus. It's not in terms of faithfulness or loyalty, but in terms of how is the malchus affected by every single thought, word, and action of that minister in the government. So Rav Hutner says that what he's explaining is that you could have two different neshamas, two different people that they were sent to the world. You could have some guy that his whole life, you know, he's a tehillim zugger. He's maybe a guy that turns the lights on off in the shul, puts away his siddur. And he has what seems to be a little corner in the Baruch Shalom's chatzir, in the malchus of the king. He has a little bit of a place in God's world. On the other hand, you could have someone who's a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, a Tzaddik, that leads thousands of people. The chilek is not, and we're not talking about the reward in Olam Haba, we're talking about that the Baruch Shalom equipped the neshama of that Rebbe, of that Rosh Hashiva, of that manhig. The Baruch Shalom gave that neshama the ability to carry out its shlichus. And if that person who was supposed to be, that Tzaddik, who was supposed to be a Tzaddik, who was supposed to be a minister of the king, if instead he is a gardener or a cook, so then it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. It would also be a terrible tragedy if the gardener or the cook aspired to be a minister of the king. It would also be a tragedy. Each person has a specific, particular shlichus, and the Baruch Shalom sent him with that shlichus, and the Baruch Shalom gave him, because of the Chochma of Hashem, he gave that individual the koiches hanefesh, v'haseichel, to carry out that unique shlichus that he needs to carry out. And without that person, if that person does not want to do that, then he is unfaithful to his shlichus. So if that person who could have been, I remember I heard once from my Rebbe of Dovah Lipschitz that he said from the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yeruchim from Mir, he said that the Rabbi Yeruchim was once, they were once sitting with Rabbi Yeruchim and he was saying Musa Shmuz, and Rabbi Yeruchim all of a sudden, he asked one of the boys in the class, one of the Bachim, they each grew up to be like God will be Yisrael, he asked one, look outside, what do you see? So he looked out the window and he says, I see a Yankel of the Schneider, really, another tailor, Yankel of the tailor. And he says, name. He told the next guy, look outside, what do you see? So he said, I'm Moshe the Katziv and I'm Moshe the Butcher. And Rabbi Yochim says, name. And they didn't know what he was getting at. So finally, Rabbi Yochim said, I see, you know what, when I look outside, I see a Lebedeke Beis HaKvaros, a living cemetery. Because there, Yankel, the Schneider, the tailor, he has the Koiches and Nefesh to be Yankel, the Rav of Bialystok. And I see that Moshe the Katziv, he's a fine butcher, but Moshe the Katziv could have been this and could have been that. Not to say, you know, and it could be that Rabbi Yochum would have pointed, he wouldn't do that. The point of Sukkot Rosh Hashiva and says also, he should have been the butcher talk in Garden, he should have been, you know. It could be. But the Ikir is that the Baruch Shalom equips each and every one of us, whether you're a Sar or you're an Eved. Because when you come to the world, when you come to Olam Haba, the Baruch Shalom gives you a kiss if you fulfilled your Shlichus. And it could be that the Eved, the little gardener in Hashem's kingdom, is going to get a greater reward than the one who could have been a Sar, and he turned out to be a mediocre type of a fellow who didn't carry out his Shlichus in this world. Let's go back on top. So that's what the Maral is saying. That the Baruch Shalom, with his great wisdom, has equipped, has given each and every nivra, everything that's in this world, has exactly what it needs to carry out its pu'ulais, its activities, its actions, as far as being a shliach of Hashem. After footnote 1. Hine Hashemayim b'chol tzva Hashemayim kulam poilim. Hashem is Baruch has assigned jobs to all that exists in Shemayim. Kulam poilim misavavim harakia, in terms of their motions, their movements, of poilim besachtainim, and the effect that the higher world, that these celestial bodies have upon the lower world. Kamaisha barim Hashem is baruch v'sider aysan, and everything moves in that way, and everything functions in accordance to the tachlis, in accordance to the job that the Rebbeinu Shlom assigned. V'chein hatachtainim kulam poilim, and so it is in this physical world. Ha'aretz, ha'aretz, hisha pa'elis ha'meitziyetz tzmacha. The world, the physical earth, was assigned to bring forth vegetation, fruits and vegetables, to bring life out from the earth. V'chol ha'shehu yaitzim in ha'aretz, hi pa'elis. And that's the responsibility of the physical world. Look at footnote 4. Rashi and Dvarim. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom said to the Jewish people, "Histaklu b'shamayim shebarosi l'shamish eschem." The Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Take a look at Shemayim, at the heavens that I created to serve you." Shema shinu es midasam. Do you ever see that the heavens should be neglectful in their responsibility? Shema loy ola galgal achama min amizrach veheilach ala ha'olam. Did you ever see that the sun would fail to carry out its job? Histaklu b'arad shebarasi l'shamish eschem. Now look at the earth that I created to serve you. Shema shinta midasa. Do you ever see that the earth is unfaithful to its job? Shema zeratam ayisav leitzamcha. Did you ever see that you should plant something and the earth should not work to bring forth that which you planted? Shema zeratam chitim v'halasa sa'irim. Or did it ever happen that you planted chitim? You planted chitim and sa'irim would grow there. So the Baruch Shalom is giving Musa. Of course, everybody knows that Shemayim and Aretz are not Bali Bechira. That's our struggle. Yoda Asher Kaneyu. You can compare a Jew to the Shemayim and to Aretz, into a donkey, into an ox, but Lamaisa we have Bechira. But the Musa of Hashem is that everything, and that's the meaning of this Chazal, that everything in the world was created and was set into a certain Seder by the Rebbeinu Shalom, and everything follows that Seder. Back on top. V'chein ha'mayim poilim, and so it is with water. Marvu matzmichim ha'damah, that the water, the rains, give life to the earth. V'haruach gam kein megadol hakol, and the winds that the winds carry everything to its designated place. Kamayishu hu yadur, as it's known. V'chein ha'esh, fire. Kamayachama, the sun. Mechamim imagadl hakol, also the warmth that's necessary and the light that's necessary to give life to the world. V'chein kol ba'alei chayim. V'chol aminim sheba'olam. All animals and all species in this world. Loy l'tohu baram. Nothing was created l'tohu. Nothing is meaningless. Everything has its purpose and it fulfills its purpose. Rak nemar lahim pru urvu umiluus haaretz. That the Baruch Shalom turned towards creation, even though this pasuk was said to Adam. We also know that it was said to other mitzis in creation. That the Baruch Shalom tells everything in the world pru urvu to be fruitful, to multiply, umiluus haaretz, and conquer the earth. Conquering here does not have anything to do with a military conquest. Conquering means to carry out your job. To fulfill the tachlis of your creation, which is to reveal Malchus Hashem. Ad she'ein echad batel. Nothing is batel. Nothing is without meaning, without purpose. V'hakol po'olim ba'olam asher nivru ubay. V'kol pu'ula himisyacheses el ha'po'el. And now, the Maharal is moving into the second stage of his discussion. He says that every single... when you look at every single poel, every single thing that exists in the world, there's a relationship between the poel and the pu'ula, between the creature that is called upon to perform this act and the act that it has to perform. He explains it in footnote 11. Peirush ad koi biyush are called dover poel pu'ula ba'olam. Until now, the Maharal just said that everything is poel or pu'ula in this world. Now he's explaining more. Yosef Levar, he explains more. Sheishna hat'oma, that there is a relationship, there is a correspondence. Bein ha'pu'ula, between the action, lepoil ha'pu'ula, and to the creature or to the that reality in this world that is carrying out the pu'ula. Ba'ifen sha'pu'ula misyacheses lepoil shalom. And more me'ata, shekol davar poil es pu'ulasa ba'olam. Everything is poil, it's pu'ula in this world. It's action. Back on top. Ki achamimus, because warmth. Ashehu pu'ula sa'esh, which is what? The pu'ula of fire. Misyaches, I love. That is the nature of fire. And the fire has that teva, not only to shine, not only to glow, but to heat. V'chein ha'karir is... so too when it comes to coldness. Misyachis el hamayim, water. Asher poilim hakrirus. V'chein b'chol hadvar misyacheses hapu'ula el hapoil. There is going to be this relationship. Now this is a concept the Maharal discusses very often in his writings. Look at footnote 14. Yesoid nofut b'sifrei ha-Maharal. This is a common theme in the Maharal's writings. Ula dugma. The Gvurus Hashem Nun Beis Kosov. Hapoilim timtso oisam miyuchadim. You will find that all of the poyalim, all of everything in the world is unique. Shlo yotza dover mikol dover. K'may shetira. Ki ha'odam yoylit odam v'hashor ashor. You see that an odam gives birth only to an odam. In other words, everything has its designated place and purpose. Therefore, a human being only gives birth to a human being. If a human being would give birth to a monkey, it would be a pella. Right? It would be a pella. I mean, so, a little bit it looks like that sometimes, but really it's not true. V'hashor ashor. And an ox, an animal, gives birth to an animal. In other words, it could reproduce only its own min because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it on that track of that min. V'hapoyel hu lefi inyan hapoyel v'dover zenir b'chol dvarim hativyim, the Maharal says. You see this in all of nature. That ha'pu'ula doyme misyachis al hapoyel. Ki kasha nimshach min ha'esh pu'ula, when an action comes out, comes forth from fire, nimshach hayovesh. It gives birth to what? Fire produces dryness. It'll suck out. It'll absorb any coldness, any moisture that exists. That's the nature of fire. Just like fire has that own koyach, that's the property of fire itself. The inyan ha'esh shehu yavesh. V'chein ha'leichus min ha'mayim. So too when it comes the moisture and the coldness, the coolness of water. Tomid misyachis ha'pu'ula al ha'poil. Same thing. And this is understood by all those who have studied this. Therefore the Maharal says, you will not find that there should be one one aspect of reality, one mitzvah in this world that is mesiaches el shnei palim, that will bring about two opposite effects. It will not be. Only the Rabbanu Shalom can do such a thing. Everything in this world, it stays on its track. It cannot have two opposite tivium, two opposite natures. Kim hu miyuchid lepoil hagadol. Eifshal lifal poil cotton davizeh. This is all hinted at in the famous Chazal that tells us that one malach cannot carry out two shlichus, two jobs. The malach has that job, and it cannot carry out two. The malach Michal's a mamuna on chesed, and Gavriel's a mamuna on gvura, on din. Nimtze sheyia malach mesiaches al shnei dvorim, ein ze kezet. Different malachim have different jobs. If Michal is a memuna on the midah of chesed, that means that is all that the malach Michal can accomplish. Klal hadavar shetzorach lias apol misyachis al apula vaapula ilav darvaze omek ma'oid v'yachis apolim. This, he says, is a very deep matter. Back upstairs. Slamral goes on. Umeata, so now, of course, what about the human being? Umeata ha'odam. Umeata ha'odam, the human being. Ashehu nivdal mikol shar balichai mitzad ha'nefesh. What makes the human being unique is the spiritual content that's contained within him. She'enav shoy nefesh bahamas. That the soul of a human being is not an animalistic soul. It's not an animal soul. It's not a nefesh bahamas. Everything about the human being is unique. This is something which one has to learn in the Rambam. Shmoyne Prokim, that's the whole Hezber of the Rambam. In the first parak of Shmoyne Prokim, which is very kedai to look at, is going on this inyan. Nafshoy is nefesh sichlis. That means that even though the Maral is going to explain, there are certain animal-like behaviors that human beings engage in. An animal eats, a human being eats. An animal reproduces, a human being reproduces. But a human being is a sichli. A human being contains a neshama. That means even though there are certain pu'ulas, there are certain activities that human beings and animals seem to share in common, but the essence of a human being is his seichel, which means his neshama. And the Maral's writing, sichli, it always means ruchnis, it always means neshama. So he says, "Rak nafshay nefesh sichlis loykemay shar balechayim hativiyim." Everything else in the world is lacking this dimension of spirituality, and it functions in accordance only to its physical nature. Shay nafshem aktivis mechuyev sheyiloy puulus misyachasayis el nafsha hasichlis elokis. Since everything in the world, every physical creature in the world, whether or not it's a daimim, it's a plant, or it's an animal, everything in the world has physical properties that are designed in accordance to what it needs to carry out in the Rabbanu Shalom's world. That's what we spoke about before. Therefore, the Maral says it must be that since the human being, who's unique because of his nefesh sichlis, because of his koyach, of his ability of intellect, of free choice, because he has a neshama, therefore it must be. That's what I was writing. Mechuyev sheyiloy pu'ulos misyachasoyis el nafsho hasichlis elokis. It must be that there are certain particular unique activities that the human being has, that the human being can engage in, that he must engage in, that are what? That are designed in accordance to the unique stature of who he is, that he's a human being. Ve'yiloy pu'ulos sichlis elokiyos. That there must be certain pu'ulos that are spiritual, that are elokiyos, that are godly. Shekvar manu, ki kol pu'ula tzarech she'tiyem misyacheses el apoel. We already learned that every action must relate to the one who is acting. Umepnei she'timtza ha'odem mishtatif m'shar balechayim ativiyem b'harbe pu'ulas. And since we see that the animal shares in common many activities, physical activities, is the same like a behemoth. Is the same as a behemoth. Because there is a physical aspect to man's existence. There is that quality of man that he's a physical being. Right? Part of him is Minha El Yoinim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim with two yuds. So Chazal say, Vayitzer means Minha El Yoinim and Asach Toinim. There are two aspects to man's existence. A human being is a Sula Mutz of Arza, Veroisha Megia Shemaim. He's like the ladder of Yaakov Avinu. There's part of him that reaches to the highest heights, but there's a part of man that descends to the lowest depths. Therefore, the Maral says that those physical qualities that we share in common with behemoths, he says, it's because in certain respects, man possesses also this Nefesh Achiyuni, which means a plain, simple, physical reality that is part of his life, that he shares with an animal. And in this respect, he shares this with Bali Chaim, with other Bali Chaim in this world. I mean, with the moral here, you know, there are human beings who are, for instance, let me explain, a parnasa. Many people are trying to find deep meaning in their parnasa. If you're able to, if you have the schus to work at the kind of a position where there is something that you're doing that has meaning, that there is something that you're doing, whether it could be the most menial job, but you have a simchas achayim, you know, because you could be a street cleaner, but if you think that I'm cleaning one of the Baruch Shalom streets, it's also part of the Baruch Shalom's world, you could find meaning in that job. The problem, however, is, since the Maral is saying that the human being has certain actions in his life that relate to the nefesh asichlis, to the spiritual quality of his being, and there are certain actions in man's life that relate to what the nefesh achiyunis, which means the animal aspect of his existence. Oy vavoy, what's going to be with a person who, in his carrying out of his nefesh achiyunis in those menial aspects that he shares with an animal, he seeks to find deep meaning. Lamoshel, for the person who has a romantic relationship with food. Sometimes you hear on the radio, they have Anthony Dias, you know, these. I listen to the people, whether they talk about food, or, I mean, not that we all enjoy, everybody enjoys a cholent, a good kugel. There's nothing wrong with that. You make a bracha, a rishayna, a bracha achroina, and you remember who gave it to you, it's good. But the agmas nefesh that people find in all of the pain that human beings experience when they're trying to find the deepest meaning of life in those things that they share with animals. In those taivas, haguf, without going into anything specifically, different taivas, not just eating. It's one thing that Baruch Shalom gave a human being these kaiches haguf for the purpose of serving him. But the tsar, the agmas nefesh of this world, is in those areas of life that the human being shares with an animal, he seeks to find some sort of angelic significance. And the disappointment of a human being, when he spent his entire life trying to find meaning, those people who throw their lives into work, and they don't understand that work itself is in order to get you something else. Again, you could find meaning in work, and everybody should have meaning in work. A person's a dentist, a doctor, is helping people. Whatever you're doing, you can do something that's good. A lawyer, whoever you are, you can help people. You can do something that's good, and you can have the right meaning, the right intentions. That's fine. But we understand that for each tachlis, there's another tachlis, there's another siba that's causing you to do that. And if the person feels that the whole tachlis of being at work, if he forgets what the tachlis is, that I should be able in work to help people, but also to be able to earn a living, that I'll be able to send my children to yeshiva, and I'll be able to support Torah, and I'll be able to bring more kavod shamayim to this world. If a person forgets that, he tries to find the end in that place, which is only meant to be the means, because that part of existence that's called nefesh chiyunis, that's called physical existence, sof kol sof, it has no. Ultimately, it has no end other, it has no purpose other than the human being serving the Baruch Shalom. So what happens, it's a very big rachman, is when a person tries to find in those physical activities of his life, he tries to find some sort of the deepest meaning of his life, not in the blat gemara, not in spending a little time with the children, with the wife and children, not when he's standing in shul. But instead, he throws all of his kaiches into the parnasa, believing that this is the end, this is the purpose of my existence. Because then, in a certain respect, he's no different than a behemoth. He's not different than a behemoth. The behemoth, when the behemoth is, when the animal, the cow is munching on the grass, the cow doesn't have some sort of a noble goal in doing that. He has one goal, that's to satisfy his taiva. And he finds meaning. And I'm sure that if he were able to, he would write a poem about that. And there are many behemoths that have written poems in history, right? So he would write a poem. He would write a poem describing this love affair that he has with the earth, and how every granule fills his taste buds with such beauty and with such life and so on. He would do it if he could, because his tachlis, this is all tachlis. That's the mashmaut. That's the mashmos that he finds in his life. Is all in this world. When you have a human being that's doing that, it's a big rahmanis. That's a big rahmanis. Because the human being has, a Jew has a nefesh sichlis, a nefesh eloike. So what does that mean? So let's go weiter. So he says, Aval iev shoshila, page lamed. Aval iev shoshila yila pulois gam kein misyachisim el nafsho has sichlis elokis. Therefore there must be specific, unique activities that are designed to accommodate the she'ifas, the longings, the cravings, the yearnings of who the human being really is, of who the Jew really is, which is the nafsho hasichlis elokis. Ki lo yigara koichai. Lo yigara koichai means that if the nefesh ha-bahamis, if the nefesh ha-chiyunis, in other words, if there's a part of us that demands food, that demands sleep, if there's a part of us that demands those things, then alachas kama v'kama, that the nefesh hasichlis, that the neshama has certain demands, that the neshama has demands, the body has demands, certainly alachas kama v'kama, the neshama has demands. The problem with us is that we always identify with the needs of the body. We don't identify with the needs of the neshama. One of the Balei Musa pointed out an interesting thing. When you're hungry, you always say, I'm hungry. I am hungry. And this is me. And I'm hungry. You identify with that need. It is me. It is the very essence of myself that is hungry. But when it comes, let's say, when it would be good for you to go to a shiur or to get up earlier for davening, you always hear like, you know, you really should go daven. It's already not, you're already not talking like it's I. You're saying, you know, you really should daven. It's not you really should eat. It's never you really should sleep. It's I have to sleep. I must eat. This is me. This is me. You identify with the nefesh achiyunis, with the behemoth. You identify with that demon inside of you that's forcing you to be a behemoth. But when it comes to learning a davening, you really should get up. You really have to be a better Jew. You really have to daven more. You really should stop talking in shul. It's not nice. And if you're really far from your neshama, you could even say it completely he. Altogether far away. A guf shlishi. It could be somebody else in Ganson. Most people, they just don't notice their own chisroinus. They notice other people's chisroinus. But this is, look how it's fallen into our vocabulary. That when it comes to this world and our physical needs, we use the word I, and in our minds, even don't say it, in our minds, we feel that it's an immediate, pressing need. But when it comes to davening, when it comes to learning, you know, you really should learn more. So what the moral is saying over here is that lo yigara kaychai, if the nefesh hachiyunis of the animal part of ourselves, of our existence, makes certain demands, lo yigara kaychai, certainly the nefesh elokis, certainly the neshama, needs certain activities to take place. It needs to have certain pu'ulas carried out. Ki ma sheha odom hu banoi. Have a person who's a builder, an architect, v'nagar, a carpenter. V'oisem aleches ha'afiyah v'habishal, a human being, bakes and he cooks. V'chayayitze v'zeh mitikun ha'begadim, a tailor. So he says, Shavadai av kidvar me'elu tzvichim loy nefesh ha-sichlis. The Maral is explaining, even though, of course, you have to put your mind into what you're doing. Listen, a person wants to build a nice house. A person wants to fix up a suit. You obviously have to put your seichel into it. But the Maral is explaining, he talks about this more in the footnote. We don't have to go into it, though. The Maral is telling us that there are two levels of seichel. If you use the same seichel, when you're putting together a barbecue as when you're taking apart a taisvis, you're in big trouble. That doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't concentrate. But there are people who when they're learning a taisvus, they use a little bit of a seichel, and when they're putting together the barbecue, it's like, I have to concentrate. This is, you open up that package and you got those pieces over there. This is a sugya. This is mamash a sugya. I really have to work this out. Taisvus, there'll be another taisvus after this one. If I don't get this one, I'll get the next one, So the morale is telling us there are two levels of seichel. Obviously, Obviously, to cook, to bake, to fix clothing, to build, and so on. It all requires seichel. It all requires a level of seichel, but that's seichel gufani. The Maral uses the term sometimes in his writings. It means a seichel that relates to menial physical jobs. It is a seichel, but that's not the seichel that we're talking about. We're talking about seichel gomor. The seichel that one uses for davening, for learning. The seichel that one uses to connect, to relate to people that he loves, that's a seichel gomor that you have to put all your koiches into. We see in the world very often it's v'nahapeichel. It's a narishkeit. People put all their seichel. And when it comes to learning a davening, when it comes to learning a davening, it's a seichel gufani. They put a little bit of a physical part of the seichel, because the seichel self, all human beings possess seichel. You know, so those scientists that who have spent over the last 100 years millions, if not billions, of dollars researching, trying to get a monkey to understand a sentence from Shakespeare, assuming that if the monkey, which has all failed of course, but assuming that if the monkey will be able to be matzliach in that, and to say to be or not to be, right? Assuming that the monkey would be able to be matzliach, and then all the scientists will rejoice that what? That you see, a monkey also is a bal seichel. It's the biggest narishkeit. Not a monkey is a bal seichel, but his seichel, even if he could say, even if it were possible to teach a monkey to say to be or not to be, he never ponders over the purpose of his existence like Hamlet did. He's not thinking to be or not to be. You could get him to say, they can't. But he'll never be able to reason. He'll never be able to think. He'll never be able to understand. So the Maral is saying that when it comes to these things of this world, certainly seichel has to be invested. When you go to work, you have to invest seichel into work. Shavada afki dvar melitzvichim leinefes seichlis. You have to put your seichel into it. Mihu aruv lishadar v'hazeh humitzat shleimus shabai. The Maral says, but do you think for a moment that the cooking or the cleaning or the sewing of the clothing is something that what is comes that mitzat hashleimus shabai? Doesn't come from your shleimus. That doesn't come from. That's not a reflection of who you are. It's not a reflection of the essence of your being and why you're here. Therefore, since the Maral says it's obvious that these physical activities, even though they require intellect, and that could be, by the way, that could be a guy that has a very choshev job, a guy, you know, he's an actuary, and he's thinking like he's working all day long with formulas and with equations and working out mathematical abstract ideas in a very detailed way. Afal pichein, those are all related to this world. Those are all connected to the to the nefesh achiyinus, and to that seichel that's connected to what? To the seichel gufani. To that seichel that's connected to this world. But the Maral says, miyar, is someone going to tell me that's where man's shleimus comes from? A Jew's shleimus comes from these activities? Chas v'chalila. So therefore, it must be that the Rebbein Shalom has certain activities that relate to who he really is. Not to what he needs to do in order to survive, but to who he really is. To what? To the nefesh ha-sichlis, to the nefesh ha-lekis, to his godly soul. There must be certain pulis, because remember, going back to the beginning, everything in this world was designed to carry out its shlichus, its job in this world, accomplishing or performing activities, pulis, that are designed in accordance to what that creature needs to carry out. So therefore, since a Jew has a nefesh elokis, now he's going to write about non-Jews shortly, but since a Jew has a nefesh elokis, and I want to warn you that the Maral does not go easy on non-Jews, and he's not apologetic, and therefore there are things in here that would appear to modern people to be somewhat radical. But remember that every word from the Maral is coming from a place that's very, very nister, very hidden. And it's coming from the emes, from the pneumius of Torah. You could say, on an external level, all kinds of nice things, but the Maral is coming from the pneumius of the pneumius. So therefore, it must be that since the Jew possesses a nefesh ha-elokis, a godly soul, that the Baruch Shalom has given him certain assignments to carry out. Not building and sewing and cooking, and it's all Good. But the Bereshit must have given man pe'ulus that will what? That will satisfy the needs and the purpose of the nefesh elokis, of the godly soul. That's why he says, that's what it means. Look again. In this world that God created, so that the nefesh elokis should be able to function in this world. And then he says, and you know what? All of these things that I mentioned, meaning cooking and sewing and all this stuff, this is a reflection of the chisaron of man's being incomplete in this world, that the Baruch Shalom created him in such a way, or even in terms of physical reality, that the Baruch Shalom created man in an imperfect way, and he put him into an imperfect world. So it could be that these physical activities are a reflection of man's chisaron, of man's being incomplete. He only suggests this at the end. He says, v'ulai. Again, because we must keep in mind, b'chol drachecha de'eyu means that if a human being carries out even the most physical thing with a noble intention, with noble intentions, and for the purpose of serving the master of the universe, so in that case, obviously, that simple physical act becomes elevated and becomes significant, similar to the fellow again who is the gardener in the garden of the king, and he carries out his job with devotion and with love. That even the smallest little thing takes on great significance. So the moralist says, v'ulai, it depends upon what you're thinking. It depends what your thoughts are. B'chol drachecha de'eyu, in all of your ways, know Hashem, is the ideal of man's life. So that everything in the world becomes important, everything becomes significant, everything is great. It depends on one's intentions. U'b'sayif kiddushin, and the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, miyomai l'ri'isit svi kites. He says, I have never seen, Rabbi Shimon says, I have never seen a deer. Kites means it's miyabish ketzias basada, meaning you've never seen that a deer has to work to lay out things in the field in order to dry. Va'ari saval, you've never seen that an Ari, a lion, should have to go get a job being a Traeger, a Schlepper. You've never seen him get a lion should have to stand on some line to look for a job. The Shul Chanvani, you never saw a fox working in a shop, being a store owner. The Hamas Parnishtim Shalei Betzar, not only that, but all of these animals and everything in the world, it's Parnos is Shalei Betzar. It doesn't have anguish, doesn't have aggravation. It doesn't have to go onto the Long Island Railroad every day at a certain time. It doesn't have to spend every single minute of work dreaming of the 2 weeks of vacation. Shalei Betzar. It's Mispanei Shalei Betzar. All of creation, it's Parnos is without aggravation, without tsar. And they don't have to go to college, they don't have to go to graduate school. It's Machayah. And all of these animals, everything in the world was created to serve me. The human being says, in other words, Rabbi Shimon says, and I was created, I, the human being, to serve the one who created me, the Rabbi Shalom. Uma elush loy nivru elu l'sham sheni. Is madach these animals that they exist only to serve me? A worthless human, nobody, a human being. And all these animals, what? Vispanisim shaloi b'tzar. Their panosa, in their role as serving men, their panosa shaloi b'tzar. They have no agmas nefesh in earning their panosa and getting their pay. Vanish nevresh l'shamish is kindly. But I, who was created to serve the Baruch Shalom, as kama v'kama. How much more so? It befits man not to have to be mispanis b'tzar. We shouldn't have any tzaris to have a parnasa. We should be able to sit and learn and daven the whole time. What do we have? Our taklis is to be megala kvayt shemayim, to bring the Baruch Shalom into this world. So what? We have to spend 2/3 of our lives like mishagoyim, running around at this job and that job. So our parnasa is b'tzar. And even the physical jobs, once we're there, with such tzar and such agmas nefesh. L-O-Y. So what's going on? In other words, what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that really the Seder of this world is such that when you look at creation, everything in the world is misparnes, has it is sustained shalei b'tzar in a natural way. So be'emes, really, man in his natural state, halakim asa asa adam yosher, in terms of who he could be and what a human being should be, he could have a parnasa shalei b'tzar. It should go. It should be that way. It should be gleich. It should be smooth. It should go in a good way. Ella what? So he says, Ella shahariyasi is maasai, because of my averus. Because, like it says in Pasuk, Elokim ases ha'adam yosher. God created man with that yashrus that he should go in a straight way. But through our averus, we distort and we change. And therefore, kepachti is panasasi. With our own hands, we destroyed our panasa. We threw away our panasa. Shenemar avneseichem hitu el. It says in Pasuk that you are averus. You are averus. Look at the end of the Pasuk. It's the footnote 24. In the hemshech loshon Pasuk, uvechatoyseichem monu hatoiv mikam. The Baruch Shalom is crying. He says, listen, I gave you the whole world. If I gave the behemoth a lion, I gave a panosa. You don't think I have your panosa? You don't think it's ready for you? I gave you your whole panosa. Elamai, that's what it says in Pasuk. Chataseichemonu atoiv mikem. Your averus, your deficiencies have obstructed the natural flow of that panosa that should be poured into your life. That should be coming into your life. You're the ones who are Moneya the Taiv. You're Moneya the Taiv. You know, it says in the Svarma Kedoshim that, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the tefillahs of a person, especially this time of the year, the tefillahs could be answered during the year that the Rebbeinu Shalom has created for you certain opportunities to accomplish great things. There are certain moments of the year that were the greatest physical experience of the year, or the greatest spiritual experience. The openings that are made as a result of our tefillahs, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, those openings are made, but the choice of whether the bigness of the moment, the greatness, the exaltedness of the moment is going to be something that befits a Ben Melech, or something that befits, God forbid, a Behemoth, that's man's choice. So the emes is that everything is prepared, everything is ready. You know, in other words, that person who had that big moment might have capitalized on the big moment, and there are many people that they will capitalize on the big moment to make some great discovery in the stock market. Okay, that's nice, there's nothing wrong, there's no favor. But they capitalized on that moment of bigness. There's another Jew who capitalized on the moment of bigness to say a good ashray, you know what, or to come up with a new idea in the Gemara. Okay, but the point is that there's a lechatchila and there's a bedeavid. The lechatchila of a human being is that he should have everything that he needs, and he should go in that way. The bedeavid is the result of man's averus, of man's chatoim, of man's seeking his own cheshbainis that distort the Baruch Shalom's world. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying here in the Gemara.
What does Rabbi Shimon do with the call of the zesa? What does it mean? It seems that this isn't true. This may have been true before the chait, but it doesn't seem that this Rosh Shimon should be true after the chait.
Right, we're going to talk about it. It's a very good question. The emes is the klala of man's existence, of b'zeyas apecha toich alechem. In other words, there is a klala that the human being has to exist in this physical world, and therefore he needs to survive in the physical world, which implies that as a result of the chait, that man's going to have to struggle. That man's going to have to struggle. And if that's true, then it seems to contradict what Rabbi Shimon is saying in the Gemara, that everything in its natural state. So the way the Reb Tzadik and others explain this, if you look at that parasha, what you're talking about in Bereishis, it's clear that there are two different human beings. It's one human being, but there are two aspects to man's life. There's the ideal man, and there's the real man. What do I mean by that? There's the Adam Kaidam Achayt, and there's the Adam La'achar Achayt. Before the sin and after the sin. That Gezeira of Bezeza Pecha Toich Alechem, that Gezeira is addressed to man in his fallen state. Just like when you look at Seder Bereishis, so the Torah is talking about all the problems that happened in Gan Eden. Oy vey, what happened with the Nochesh and everything, all the problems of Gan Eden. and you really, you know, you don't know where things are going to go. And all of a sudden, Shabbos. What happened? We're just in the middle of a whole story that man destroyed all of creation, destroyed everything. And that man is getting thrown out of Gan Eden. Vayigashayu. Finished. And all of a sudden, everything is beautiful. So the pshat is that there's a Shabbos de Gemensh, and there's a Vachid de Gemensh. The klal of the curse of B'zeh Sepecha Teich Alechem, even now, is addressed to the Vachid de Gemensh. Because the weekday man is the one who forgets his tachlis. The Shabbos de Gemensh is the one who remembers the tachlis. Man in his ideal state can, has the ability to come back to Gan Eden. The fact that we look back at Gan Eden, you know, like when the Bnei Yisrael threw Adam and Chava out and like took their bags and threw it over the fence, right, and get out of here, and then the Bnei Yisrael took the Kruvim, right, the Malachi Chabala, Rashi says, the horrifying angels of Elat, Achavim Sapechus, and the revolving sword of flame that stands there, listeners there, Chetzachayim, to prevent man from coming back to Gan Eden. Man can get back in. Man can get back in. He doesn't want to go back in. The B'zeh Sepecha Teich Alechem, that's why it's called Lata Cherv Mesapeches. It's revolving. Man can go back in. Merle says that. He doesn't want to go back in. There was a secular philosopher, a Jewish philosopher, who came from Rebbe Shestak, who said that ever since his Lashon is that ever since God threw men out of paradise, man has been seeking to create a paradise and throw God out of his paradise. It's a good hagdara of what we're involved in. So that a person can come back to Gan Eden and have illness. And if you come back to Gan Eden, so then the klal of B'zeh Sepecha doesn't apply. The haraya, Shabbos. Shabbos is Yomad in Nishmasa. Shabbos is Main Olam Haba. Shabbos is Shtigl Gan Eden, right? Even in our smallness, the Baruch Shalom loves us and he gave us a Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? So everybody knows that all those malachis that I'll say they're hapas, right? The malachis that have to do with Boirer, right? Zareya, Kaitse, Boirer, Zoyre, and so on. The malachis in Hilchas Shabbos and Lamatas malachis that have to do with the Seder of Siddur the Pas, with preparing bread. What do most of those malachis involve? Separating the good from the bad, yeah? Most of the malachas are dash, right? The actions by which we take the good from the bad and we make a birur between what's good and what's not good. Most of those malachas, that's what they're involved in. Because this whole world, after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, and he was given that curse, most of life is the malach of birurim, of separating good from bad, Tov and Ra. After man ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. And therefore, throughout the 6 days of the week, we're involved in all these malachas that are defined primarily by these activities of separating, of distinguishing one thing from the other. Even at any job, that's what you're doing all day long. That's all you're doing at work, whatever your job is. This yes, that no. That's all of work. Ben dam ladam, ben din ladim. That's all that work involves. This yes, this no. Right? That whole klala is because of man falling from his ideal state. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Boirer. Shabbos is not allowed to be Boirer. Shabbos does not recognize the institution of psoilus, of something that's unnecessary, of something that's wrong. Shabbos says to you, be the ideal man, the Shabbos de Gemensh. Therefore, you should see yourself, as Chazal say, as kol melachtecha asuya, everything is finished, everything is done. If your Shabbos is a Shabbos where you're still clearing, you're still clearing like you were in the office. You're still holding the same place that you were in the office. It's called Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. Shabbos is without birurim. It doesn't require birurim. Right? The 6 days of the week, everything is maybe yes, maybe no. When it comes to Shabbos, it's 100%. Therefore, by Friday in the Torah, by Shabbos, it does not say Vahi Er Vahi Boiker. Huh? It doesn't say Vahi Er Vahi Boiker by Shabbos. Why? Because there's 6 days of the week, which involves the malach of birurim, of clarifying everything is what? Vahi erev, vahi boiker. It was evening, it was morning. There's good, there's bad, there's good. It's all this whole headache of birurim. But Shabbos is kulei or. Shabbos is only light. So the answer to the question, b'zeh sepecha teich alechem, so Baruch Shalom says, listen, my friend, there's a lechat chila, there's a bedevit. You want to be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? I'll take care of you. No? The Baruch Shalom took care of Rabbi Shimon. He took care of him. You want to be Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? I'll take care of you. You want to be Donald Trump? Go to work. I mean, whatever. Make your millions. That's your choice. So Nebuchadnezzar, we're living with this problem of Bezeh Sapecha because our whole lives are Nebuchadnezzar B'deavids. But Lechatchila, this is what we're supposed to be. Is this the picture that the Baruch Shalom has for us? No, Chas V'Shalom. The Lechatchila is Adam Kodem Achayit. Even greater than Adam Kodem Achayit. Even greater. I don't know what time is it an hour, an hour and a half? I don't know where you... How are you?
Between an hour and an hour and a half.
So like an hour and a quarter, is that okay? I don't want to be matriach anybody. I mean, I can go. It shouldn't be. An hour and a quarter is probably a good time. An hour and a half is a little bit, huh? Is that right? An hour and a quarter is good. So another few minutes, fine. So he brings the chazal. So our Averus, the Averus are causing these problems. That's what the Maral is saying. Exactly what I just spoke about. It's our Averus that are schlepping us into the B'deavids. That's schlepping us into the B'deavids. So, the whole life being a B'deavid. Back on top. So he says, Harei, after 24, Harei Shabiru ki ha-pu'ulis. The Maral is explaining now this Gemara. Harei Shabiru ki ha-pu'ulis v'ha-melochis sh'oiseh ha-odum l'tzerech panosa. That all of these things that man has to do for the purpose of his panosa, even if it's not menial work, even if it's more sublime, ein the mitzad ma'ilas ha-odum. In other words, if you think that because you're a neurosurgeon, and you're performing some very complicated surgery, if you think for a moment that this surgery that I'm performing now is because of is I'm able to perform this surgery, you know why? Because the maila of an adam. You're just a very sophisticated idiot. You're a very intelligent and sophisticated idiot. But if you're standing there in the morning and you're half asleep, and you give a kiss to your tefillin. And you put it on your arm, you give a krechs, and you say, Asher kedushona mitzvoysa v'sivona l'haniach tefillin. And you think for a second, this comes because of the maila that I'm an adam. You could be the guy with one quarter of the other fellow's IQ. But you're right. What's the maila sa'adam? Not to say that the neurosurgeon, God forbid, is not intelligent. And not to say that he's not doing a good job. And not to say that it's not necessary to have people like that. Of course it is. Oh, but the maila sa'adam? So the neurosurgeon is working. He's working with very delicate things, and the fellow is not so intelligent, and he's sewing the suit, and so this one's sewing and that one's sewing, right? This one's sewing and that one's sewing. Well, I mean, Emes, what's the big nafkim in it between a stewardess and someone that's cleaning in the house? The chiluk is that it's more glamorized because it's on an airlines and you put on an outfit. I mean, Lamaise, you must have thought of that sometimes. I feel bad because you think that your position is more exalted than the girl in the house. Memphis is the same thing. It's just that this is where you're in this. You have a certain atmosphere that you're in, and you feel that. No. But Lamaise, that's the saddest thing. You know, it's sad. Like you go to a zoo. You know, as soon as the Michalamoy, they have to start there already. Now, so you go to the, even though, tell you the truth, I haven't seen an animal in the Bronx Zoo in years. I go around, you walk around there for hours, and you don't see anything. But you go to the zoo, you see that there's an animal that's in a cage. It's Rachmanis. It's really Rachmanis. It doesn't belong there. It belongs in its place where it comes from. But sadder than that, in a certain way, is if you go to like one of these natural reserves, right? You go to a natural reserve, and the behemoth's life, Tamachaya, he thinks that he's a real behemoth. In the zoo, the behemoth looks at the bars, and he knocks his head against the bars and says, this is Einai Lefi Ma'alosi. I'm not in my place. I'm not the animal that I could be. The lion is thinking, if they would let me out of here, I would run, I would jump, I would attack. And the lion sits there, and Nebuchadnezzar, they throw him a piece of meat, and this is how I'm a lion. What kind of a life is this for a lion? It's a bigger rachmanis. A bigger rachmanis than the lion in the prison of a zoo is the lion that's running around someplace in New Jersey where there's a wall like a mile away. Because he thinks he's really a lion. He thinks, oh, this is a lion. Varaya? I'm running, I'm doing, I'm jumping. It's the biggest rachmanis. It's the biggest rachmanis because he thinks I have all the milas of a lion. It's not true. What you're lacking most is freedom, and you don't have the mila of a true lion. So, But the morale is saying that this is the saddest thing. He says, "Harishabiru kapulas v'malachas sha'is ha'adam letzarech panos ainam itzad milas ha'adam." Good, you're good at it. Of course, you should always be good at what you're doing. A person shouldn't be a batlan, and your work is precious. The neurosurgeon is saving lives. A father. And you know something? If he stops for a moment and he remembers, like the famous Dr. Valach, you know, from Shari Tzedek, the one who started the Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim, Dr. Valach was a tzaddik. So Dr. Valach, when he was going with the patient and he was taking him into surgery, and the patient was a freier mensch, was a secular Jew, and he would say, Dr. Valach would put a yarmulke on the guy on the stretcher and say, Loma zogin tzazaman a kapitel tehillim. We're going to say a kapitel tehillim together. Oh, that's a different kind of a doctor. That's a different malacha. That's mitzad ma'ilas ha'adam. But if you think that stam, these physical actions are mitzad ma'ilas ha'adam, even if they're sophisticated, so then you're what? Then you're just like the lion that's more sophisticated because he's a natural reserve. Or the stewardess who's really a maid, but she happens to be in the air. It's the same thing. So he says, I hope I didn't insult anybody's, but I never met any people in our circles that have any relatives that do that, so I hope. You never know. I learned over the years that you could say something you mean in the most harmless way, but you can really get yourself in trouble. So, and I certainly don't mean to insult any of those wonderful people. So he says, the fact that you have to go to work, and that you're not able to sit and learn all day, and sit and daven, and be misdabik to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and what? And you wouldn't have to perform the surgery, because the person would be fine. All of this comes b'de'evet. This is a big b'de'evet. It's because of man's p'chises. It's because of our mistakes. It's because of our failures to be who we need to be. U'chishenivra ha'adam. Next page. Lo nivras imay hamalacha v'tikun begodin. Do you think that when Adam HaRishon was created, he was given a needle and thread? Do you think when Adam was created, he was given a frying pan and a stove? No. Or binyan habatim, when he was given a couple of bricks and a hammer? Rak b'gan Eden, hoya b'loy dvarim elu. B'gan Eden, hoya b'loy dvarim elu. Man existed in Gan Eden without any of these things. In other words, it's more than that. It's in addition to this, it's the tsar that one has in his parnasa that indicates, more than anything, that this is not the tachlis of who you have to be. You know, when you're doing something that you're really supposed to be doing, you feel great. L'mashal, if you do a nice thing for somebody during the day, you do a chesed. You know, you helped somebody out. It could be a simple thing. You went out of your way to give somebody a lift. The whole day you feel good. You might not identify with that ma'aseh, but the whole day you have a good feeling, or for an hour or two, you feel good about it. Even though b'shas ma'aseh, I have to take him to the train. It's a big schlep. But afterwards, you feel good. You know why? Because you're plugging in to what? Into the nefesh elokis, into the seder that God created you with and for. So when you're giving the person a lift, you're plugging into that seder, and therefore the natural result of that is this is good. This is good. Mashiach Kane at work. Ugh, I can't stand the boss. I can't take this place. It's making me sick. I'm losing my mind. I got to get out of here. I got to get away from this. That tsar, or finding panasa and being in your panasa, that tsar, even with a good job that you have, there's a tsar. It's because you don't fit in. You'll never fit in. Just like a Jew doesn't fit in anywhere else in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, no matter where a Jew lives, he's always homesick. Because it's not our place, b'chlal. So when you take someone, you fit him into, you squeeze him into something where he doesn't belong, it has to cause tsar. That's what anguish comes from. Anguish comes from being where you don't belong and doing what you shouldn't be doing. You have tsar. But when you do a nice thing, you gave a guy a lift the whole day, your mamish feel good. You did a taiva, you worked late at night on some committee for yeshiva, and you were up late at night, the next day you're not going to be upset, you're not going to be bitter. Are you complaining? What am I going to do? I didn't get enough sleep, but inside you feel good. When you meet, even if you meet a person that used to be frum, you have a lot of Jews, you meet them that they used to be when they were kids, or before the Milchama they were frum. You meet them afterwards. I never met a person that says, boy, do I regret all those times I put on tefillin. Find a person, you'll never find a person that says, what a waste of time. I can't believe I wasted that time putting on tefillin. I can't believe, like someone ever said, I can't believe I wasted all that time helping the old people in the nursing home. No one would ever say that. Because those pu'ulois, those actions that they carried out, corresponded to who they were. And when your actions reveal the essence of your neshama, you can only feel good, and you can only feel that it was meaningful. Mashainikin, most of the world are doing things, but the b'shas ma'aseh, they say, oh, this is going to be great, oh, this is going to be so enjoyable, it's going to be so much fun, and then afterwards you have charat, you feel lousy, you feel dirty, v'chulah. Because why? Because of what the Mal says with the Kapachti Spinosaurus, the Harioisi is Mal, because I went off the path. Just to finish the sentence, this little thing. All of these actions, meaning with the cooking and everything, is not mitzad the shleimus of a person. Therefore, animals, they don't have to, you don't find, the animal doesn't have to go to be an architect or to cook it, to bake and so on. Famous panis and beloit var mail, never pronounce without any of this. These pu'ulas come from a chisorin in man. Shechota, as the Rabbi Shimon said, because man has sinned, v'kipech panasoso, and as a result of that, he's thrown out his own panasa. And if not for this, he would not need these things at all. I'm going to continue next week. It would be very good if it's sometime before next week, if you could take a few minutes and chazur it over, because that way, when we start, I'll always review for 2 minutes, but it won't be necessary to spend 15, 20 minutes chazing over the whole thing. But to take a look at it, Eddie wasn't here before. I want to give a big yashakayach to my good friend Eddie Gluck. Believe me, that this whole thing is a hashgacha, that it should end up in the house of my chaverim is also wonderful.